Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at UH1.com.
Louis Diaz.
Outstanding, Dan.
Good again. Really, really good again. And another one, we spoke about it briefly, he's come in for criticism in recent weeks, rightly or wrongly, whatever you stand on that. Personally, I think there's mitigating circumstances as to why he's not been quite at it. But also, I understand it, because when you look at Louis Diaz that arrived at Liverpool to the one we've seen this season, it's chalk and cheese, essentially. However, having said that, I think 2024 Louis Diaz, including the Newcastle game and tonight, is much more like Louis Diaz that we fell in love with to begin with, because he's threatening, he just looks more sharp-minded and quick to make his decision, because he was almost second-guessing himself for a while. But I think tonight, and of course last week in the Newcastle game, as I mentioned, everything he did was just that little bit sharper. And of course tonight as well, he does it in two different positions. So real sort of statement display actually from Diaz. And when you are looking for people to step up in Salah's absence, and the front line is slightly more threadbare than it once was, you need people to say, okay, no, I can do this, and he was one of them.
Yeah, he was. And you know, for me, it was when he switched to the right hand side, yeah, where we saw just how good Louis Diaz can be over there. You know, we were looking at it early doors, weren't we, about whether he'd actually played on the right for us. And you know, it turns out he's had two starts over there according to Transfer Market, but tonight he looked like a fella who can play the right hand side. And you know, if Nunes, who we spoke about earlier, was that out ball on the left, and Diaz became the out ball on the right hand side, you know, there was that one where he was dribbling and he sort of between two men and tried to get a pass across the box, yeah, to two lads coming in and just couldn't get it because of good defending, and it was a tough situation. But the finish, the finish tonight, and Ramsdale will be disappointed that, you know, you shouldn't be beating a near post. You're not saving that. Doesn't matter who you are, there's only one goalkeeper in the world who's got a chance of saving that, and he wouldn't be stood on his line for it, by the way. He'd be coming out, and unfortunately plays for Diaz's side, of course. It's a brilliant finish, and that might just be that little sort of, you look for moments in a player's career, don't you, to put sort of new year, bang, end of that, put all that shit behind me, put the injury behind me, horrible injury, taken out for most of the year, of course, put my dad's kidnapping behind me, I've got a football club that believe in me, in terms of Liverpool, they've put their arms around me while all this shit's been going on, now it's time to show them what I can do. And I think tonight we saw the best of Louis Diaz.
Yeah, 100% mate, I echo everything you just said there, and I think he was outstanding again. And you're right, it's almost as if he has drawn a line under what had gone on in 2023. He probably hated the majority of 2023, if truth be told, but you're right, he's still, at times, obviously the Luton game, when he comes up with that big moment later on, he still managed to put everything to one side, but there's always felt like something was holding him back. But just these last two performances, as I mentioned, we've seen the very best of him. And I think he got taken off. It might have been the Boxing Day game at Burnley, forgive me if I'm slightly wrong there. And he looked really frustrated. And it was almost as if he knew he was nowhere near his A game. And ever since that, it's almost like that has been the defining moment whereby he's been taken off and he's gone, I'm not at it again. And ever since that, he's just been absolutely outstanding. Yeah, and I think tonight was that definitely one of them performances. He was quite unlucky before he scored. I think Ramsdale gets down well to save one low down of him. So that was something, that was his left foot. But yeah, I think we see him the more rounded version of Louis Diaz now. I think we've mentioned it throughout the show about the lads and the work rate and the willingness to put the effort in. I've never faulted Louis Diaz's work rate and effort. He absolutely goes to the well time and time again. But you're right, that quality in those defining moments is just sometimes lacked of late, but tonight it was there in abundance.
Yeah, and if he can start to chip in with goals, I think Liverpool start to perform even better, because you know, a free score in Louis Diaz takes us up a notch, yeah, because it's not just Mo Salah on the right hand side. You know, we're at our absolute peak, Mane and Salah are both scoring, yeah, goals. We need someone from that left hand side to be able to score the goals. I know he gets his goal from the right hand side, of course. Nunes, for all the threat over on the left, didn't really look like scoring maybe while he was out there. Diaz has the ability and he has chances. You know, he's just got to start to put them away. I think he dilly-dallied on the ball a little bit at times in the first half where he could have got shots off, but maybe that's good defending by Saliba and the other Gabriel and the other Arsenal defenders. But second half, again, he just looked like a different player. And again, it's somebody who's got to take his opportunities because, you know, someone's got to step up while Mo's away. And you know, maybe that's where we're wrong, Dan. We've been thinking about who's going to step up. Maybe they're all going to fucking step up while Mo's away. Yeah. And maybe they should keep stepping up when Mo comes back as well. Because we've got fucking four trophies to win here. And I know it's far too early to talk about it. But while we're in the competitions, let's keep talking about it.
Well, exactly that, yeah. And when you've got the firepower that we have, because we've all said it since day dot of this season, one of Liverpool's greatest strengths is we've got goals throughout the side, but particularly in the attacking department, because there's five lads there vying for three spots, albeit Cody Gakpo occasionally fills into midfield like we've seen tonight. But when Salah's present, of course, there's five lads who there's only three places to pick from. And all of them, therefore, should be trying to play at the peak of their powers week in, week out. And I don't think that's quite always been the case. They've always been trying, forgive me, but they're not always at it. Mm. But when they all become at it at the same time, Liverpool look fearsome. And that's when we can start talking about quads and stuff like that.
And if we can defend like we did tonight, and the front players are firing, and McAllister's defending well, and we know what he can do on the ball, and Sobber slides back, can't we win the fucking league?
Try and stop us.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.